Journalists fall for completely fake stats about sexism in tech. By Charlie Nash on February 18, 2019. Journalists from the New York Times, Washington Post, and Bloomberg promoted a completely fake statistic that doesn't seem to exist about sexism in technology this week. Last week, the New York Times published an article claiming, in a 2016 experiment conducted by the tech recruiting firm Speak with a Geek, 5,000 resumes with identical information were submitted to firms. When identifying details were removed from the resumes, 54% of the women received interview offers. When gendered names and other biographical information were given, only 5% of them did. The validity of these statistics, which subsequently went viral on social media, however, were called into question by Vox staff writer Kelsey Piper. This statistic was so far off their experiences and mine that I was instantly suspicious. So I dug into it, posted Piper on Twitter. The study was conducted by tech recruiting firm Speak with a Geek. It was first covered at CNET. It also got coverage a few other places. No one, anywhere, linked to the study. The study does not appear to have been published anywhere. Speak with a Geek, the recruiting firm cited, no longer has a web page. Their social media accounts are dead and have been for a while. She continued, adding, the study doesn't seem to exist. You can't read it anywhere. The only info we have is what's in the media. Piper then noted that the statistics don't make any sense. Before concluding, I think a sleazy recruiting co now out of business did something weird. Not speculating as to what, and got numbers totally out of line with reality and all other research in the area. They got a couple write-ups from a couple of outlets that were okay with the fact no methodology was public and the details of the study were unclear and that there was no study, or even a blog post by the people who say they did the study, to link to. Then, through some kind of telephone, this ended up in the New York Times. An editor for Quanta magazine and a Bloomberg writer were just two journalists who acknowledged that the statistics they shared were actually fake news. I just deleted this tweet, because of evidence that the data might be unreliable. The author of the NYMag article is going to dig deeper and correct the piece if necessary, declared Quanta editor Natalie Wolchover, while Bloomberg opinion writer Noah Smith admitted, unfortunately, a study showing massive sexism in the tech industry, which was retweeted over 1,000 times earlier today, including by me, appears to have been completely fake. Clive Thompson, the New York Times Magazine journalist who cited the statistics in his article about female coders last week, also claimed to be looking into their validity. Washington Post reporter Hamza Shaban, who posted the false statistics on his Twitter account, acknowledged Piper's thread about the validity of the statistics, but decided to keep the post online. NewsGuard, the anti-fake news app included by default on Microsoft's mobile Edge browser, gives links to the New York Times article with the false statistic a perfect rating, claiming it adheres to all 9 of NewsGuard's standards of credibility and transparency. According to NewsGuard, the New York Times does not repeatedly publish false content, presents information responsibly, and regularly corrects or clarifies errors. Breitbart News, WikiLeaks, and the Drudge Report are all on NewsGuard's fake news blacklist. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.